Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. With the midterm elections now behind us, I thought it a good idea to hear a different perspective from my close friend and colleague, Rick Frank. Rick has been my attorney since I left the Department of Agriculture and politically is a moderate Democrat. He practices food and agriculture law in Washington. Rick, it's all yours.
Thanks, Jack. It's an honor to be able to address your audience across farm country on John Block Reports from Washington. Your nearly 20 years of reporting is an important part of Americana and reflects agriculture views since the time of Ronald Reagan. The election is now over. Yes, Republicans have made significant gains, reclaiming the House and gaining a virtual tie in the Senate. Nancy Pelosi is out, and John Boehner is in. Harry Reid's already weakened authority has been further diminished, and Mitch McConnell will now have a near-equal seat at the leadership table. Where do we go from here? Some say the dysfunctional Congress, now more polarized than ever, will accomplish little. Political operatives on both sides will immediately set their sights on the 2012 presidential campaign and ignore the country's important business. I certainly hope not. The last 2 years have been marked by a woeful lack of leadership on both sides. Democrats arrogantly tried to rule the country by fiat. Their overreaching on health care and stimulus plans disappointed many in the political middle and ignited the Tea Party revolution on the right. That was a mistake. Let's hope that the Republican House will show leadership and begin addressing America's business. We need to resolve important issues like estate tax reform, immigration reform, and our endless dependence on oil. Unless Congress acts, the estate tax will jump from 0% to 55% on January 1st. American farmers will be at risk of losing their farms. The only way to fix these problems is through leaders and leadership, instead of simply focusing on the next election. Let's begin by addressing the country's business with a compromise on estate tax. How about an exemption of $3.5 million per person and a rate of 45%? In closing, I would like to thank Secretary Block for the opportunity to speak with you. Until next week, I am Rick Frank, sitting in with John Block in Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and part.